Hello, welcome back to Relationship Recipes. This is your host Cream Cat, and I'm excited as always. I'm so happy to be back after a while. Welcome back to a new episode. This is Relationship Recipes, where I help you build the relationship that you desire, regardless of the contradictions, what seems like isn't going to be feasible because of how life really looks like right now. It can work, it can happen, and I'm here reminding you that you can still have what you desire. So you've just got to be more intentional and commit to the process of building what you want, because nothing good, as they say, comes easy. So welcome guys, I'm happy to be back recording. I've had like quite some hitches. I cannot start to narrate them now, but either which way, just know that I'm happy to be back. Yeah, my trip is over. I'm so happy that trip is over. I'm thankful for it. I'm looking forward, like excitedly, like major excitedly looking forward to all that lies ahead. If you know, healing heartbreak starts tomorrow, so we are right now neck deep into onboarding and, you know, just doing all the other stuff. Yeah, logistic stuff, admin stuff, but really very excited about people getting in and all that we're going to be achieving together. And I'm just so grateful for the soul work that we're going to get to do and all of that. But hey, let's just move on. But before we move on, guys, I actually started doing a mailing series. So I started doing Rhythm and Blues, and I think I am two chapters down. I sent out the second email for this series last week, and like the response for Rhythm and Blues is kind of up there, right? People are happy. This is me saying to you, is that what I'm saying to you, or this is me saying to you that you should be on my mailing list. If you're not already on my mailing list, I mean, you should be there. Are you not my family? Yeah, you are. So you should be on my mailing list. I'm going to be leaving the link in the description of this podcast. Please click on it and then join the mailing list. Another very important thing is that I think I found us a name, because one of the very most important things I want to focus on building next year is our community. So it's great that we're listening. I see the numbers every week, so I know that I'm not just recording for the airspace. People are actually listening, but we need to know ourselves, right? And I'm really committing to that in 2024, that we build community, that we actually have some sense of knowledge of the guys and the babes that are committed to this journey with me. So if you're an RR with Cream Cat fan, honestly, I want you to show up. Like I say, follow us on social media and engage. That is one way we know you. If you're not engaging, you're being silent, we don't know, and it's not cute, right guys? Honestly, please engage so that we can know you, we can know your name, we can see you, we can identify you somewhere, right? And I found a hashtag, RRK. You know the way it was IRK and CRK in primary school or not secondary school. If you're Nigerian, you know what I mean. So there's RRK, Relationship Recipes with Cream Cat. So please, I'm going to leave the hashtag. If you like it, tell me. If you don't like it, tell me as well. Tell me on IG. So please, I'm going to leave our Instagram handle. And if you guys would rather another social media, let me know as well. You know, just write it on the Spotify comment section or wherever it is, or send me an email and just say, Cream Cat, you know what? We will prefer Facebook, or we will prefer Twitter, not Instagram, or we will prefer, just tell me what you prefer, right? And see, I'm ready to jump on it, because it's all about you. Either which ways, let's get right into why we are here today. I don't shalaye. I usually don't talk like this much, like before a podcast or before I start talking about why we're really here, but I don't know why I'm talking this much. Either which way, let's get into it. So today we're talking about arranged marriage, and bro, guys, it's a very interesting topic. And the fact that we're talking about this thing in 21st century, in what is most probably like a Gen Z / millennial conversation, it says a lot. Especially because if you ask me, I think arranged marriage has been enduring. Like, from age to age, it has stayed. It has just taken different forms and different patterns. So from like long time immemorial, you'd find parents finding spouses for their children or getting spouses for their children, siblings getting spouses for their siblings and all of that. So it's actually been around for a while, just taking different formats and shapes. I know in older times you'd find that you were forced, so you didn't have a choice, right? If you got linked or you got arranged to marry somebody, you had to be in that relationship, because they would do it a lot of times for business, they'll do it for aristocrats benefits, they'll just do it for a lot of reasons, right? And you had to just play to the tune. But now it's taking a lot more different kind of shape and format. So you'd find that your father is probably saying, I think you should meet this daughter or this my friend's daughter, but they're not necessarily forcing you to have any form of relationship. Most times when they arrange marriages in the 21st century, is usually a suggestion. It's not point blank like forcing you to have a relationship with that person. So I think it has taken a different shape, different format, which is, if you ask me, quite nice. So very, very importantly, I think that's amazing, and let's just get into what it is for people who are still confused. Arranged marriage is like it's a relationship, or because, no, let's not call it arranged marriage alone. So maybe an arranged marriage or an arranged relationship is like a relationship that is fostered by a friend or brought together by a friend, a mutual friend to both parties, or a mutual loved one. So it doesn't necessarily have to be only friend, mothers, parents, fathers, colleagues, you know, sometimes facilitate this whole arranged situation. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a friend. The person might just know the guy and know the girl and feel like these two guys will do well together, and just, you know, bring them into the same context, or bring them into the same environment, or bring them to the same table, and they actually sit on it together. And sometimes the thing just goes on from there without the mutual friend even intentionally saying, I want you to meet this person, you know, or I think you guys will work together well, or something like that. Sometimes just by bringing them to the same context, like bringing them to the same house for the same party, or inviting them to the same lunch, or inviting them to the same whatever, and it just kicks off. Meanwhile, which kind of signifies that the instinct of the mutual friend was right, that these two people work together. Right? So that's what it is. It's just like, yeah, putting two people together, what some people might call hooking up, but it's not necessarily in the extreme sense. So that's what it is. And if you ask me what I think about it, which is always what I share, what I think about things, right, my opinions, is I don't think it's a bad thing, honestly. That's why when I see people that in maybe Gen Z or millennials that are, oh my god, no, arranged marriage, like at this age, I'm always like, see, calm down, it is not always a bad idea. And I'm going to tell you some of the factors to consider and why I think it's not necessarily a bad idea. It's because sometimes it can actually work out. Like, it has worked out a lot. It has so many, well, I say there are so many good records in favor of arranged marriages, so it actually works out, right? So number one, you just need to calm down and don't be too hasty to say no, or too advanced to it and say no, I'm not interested. Sometimes you just need to calm down, as in you just need to calm all the way down. It can actually work out, do you understand? So the very first factor, like, I would like you to consider, especially in this case of arranged marriages and you now not actually just sweeping it under the carpet, is that who is doing it? Who is the person that is trying to like hook you up or arrange you? The closer the person is to you, the more they know you, and the easier it is for them to say, oh, I think you and this person might work out, or I think this person fits a lot into what you've been saying you want in a partner. Do you understand? You need to understand who you are. It doesn't mean that because somebody is not so close to you can also not help you. It doesn't necessarily mean that. But I'm saying that the closer they are to you, the more you should pay attention to it. Do you understand? Maybe a loved one, a sibling, a friend, a very close friend or somebody. You actually want to pay attention. Do you get? And then another thing is, how much do they know you? So the fact that they are close to you doesn't necessarily mean they know you. Yeah. But then, I think I already mentioned it, but how much they know you. So there are some kind of OGs that you're just like, if this person is recommending, because this person knows me very well, you know the way I am, I would actually pay attention to it, right? So you want to ask yourself, how close are they to you? How much do they know you? Another thing is their person. You know that if somebody is recommending something to you, I remember recommending a restaurant to one of my friends, and Then I said to her, my dad eats there. And she's like, whoa, if your dad eats there, I'm going to go there because your dad really likes good stuff. So basically, you get what I mean. So you're asking yourself, who is this kind of person? How is their judgment? How do they think? Are they people that are thorough in their thinking, who actually reason well? Somebody who doesn't really have values, just anyhow, is recommending a partner to you. Of course, you're going to first ask yourself, can I trust this person's judgment? Do you understand? So who are they, like, as individuals? Can you trust their judgment? Do you think they're reasonable people? Do you think they're logical people? Do you think they're people who actually think thoroughly about what they do? So because me, I always tell somebody, I'll tell somebody that there's a particular person that a person recommends a partner to me, I'm gonna be like, no, because I feel like the person is overly moved by their emotions. But that's by the way. So who is this person? Do you trust their judgment? Do you think they have good judgment? These are some of the things you're going to, factors you're going to consider under who is doing it, right? So I give you the first, who is doing it, and under that I give you three. I give you how close they are to you, how much they know you, and then their person, their kind of person. The second thing is, how do they go about it? Do they go about it with tact and wisdom, or they go about it with desperation and force? Like, are they trying to force you into the context? You need to know, get to know this person. They keep like calling you. How many times have you gone out? You know, I want you to go out to the person. If you said, oh, like, we're still talking, they're like, why are you slow? Blah 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 blah, blah. You know, the way they go about it can either make it work or even frustrate the process. Sometimes it can actually be a good match, but because of the way the person is going about it, it can actually frustrate the whole process. And then the way they go about it can be an indicator to something being fishy in the whole context. So when you're trying to weigh the chances of an arranged marriage, you want to ask, you know, how are they going about it, right? How is it? How are they presenting it? And how are they going about it? That's a very important big factor to consider. Then the third point, you know, so I've given 2 points. Under the first one, I give you 3. Now the last one is your own perspective. See, number one, I want you to change your perspective on arranged marriages. Don't take it too deeply. It's just like your friend saying, oh, come, let's go and hang out, and invite somebody and you did not know. And the invited person, because they believe you and person can work out, and you and the person kick off a conversation, you get each other's numbers, and you just continue talking, and you find out that guy, we're vibing and I like this person, and you end up getting into a relationship. That was something like sort of an arranged situation. Just the way something can simply work out like that. Don't be so quick to throw off a situation when the person comes up and like maybe comes up and says, oh, I want to meet this person, maybe a good spouse. And you're like, spouse care, and you're just all of a sudden advanced to it, right? So open your mind. Arranged marriages are not that bad in this generation. They are actually not that bad, you know, and I think they are so beautiful, because sometimes the people that know us actually and love us actually have our best interest in heart. So when they go the extra mile to even suggest to you, sometimes you want to pay attention, and oftentimes it can work out, right? It can actually go well. So change your perspective. Another thing is, don't be desperate. Don't be thirsty. Like, don't make you know, don't come off as just being needy and not being able to move forward without that thing, that whole thing working. You want to actually pay attention. You want to actually not be desperate, right? You want to take it slowly. And that's why the next thing I'll say is give it time. Don't rush, especially when somebody has introduced you to another person. Take your time. Get to know the person. You know, don't be in a hurry to make the other person that's maybe introduced you feel good or feel happy by just making things go fast. No, like, you owe yourself the due diligence to actually take your time. Don't put yourself under any kind of pressure. Give yourself time, get to know the person, and then make a decision. Don't be in a hurry, right? And even when it feels like it's so good, it's so it's working out so well, you still want to give yourself time. Don't just assume that, oh my god, because it's working out so well or because it's working out so good, you're just going to run into it. No, you still want to give yourself time, right? You still want to give the whole thing time before you like move into a committed relationship. I'm not saying stay and be dragging, doing forever talking stage. Remember what I feel about talking stage. If you're an OG on the podcast, you know how I feel about talking stage. But I'm just saying, like, sit down there and be doing forever talking stage. No, you want to actually give time, because time is a good tester in a lot of situations. Yeah, and I like to use it. The very last thing I'll say is give the person a chance. And that's what I've been saying from the beginning of the podcast. Give the whole arranged marriage thing a chance, or arranged relationship thing a chance. Don't be in a hurry to say no because, no, I'm not doing any arranged thing, blah, blah, blah. Calm down. Don't be in a hurry to say no. You want to actually give it a chance. It can actually work out. It can actually go well, right? So you want to take your time and not close your heart. And when you close your heart off, like, you don't even see what beauty could be coming out of that situation, right? Because you've closed your heart. So it's very important that you actually don't close your heart. You don't shut the opportunity or shut the probability of building something beautiful from that relationship. Very important, very, very cardinal. So I wanted to know, have you been in an arranged situation and it worked out? Have you been in an arranged situation and it didn't work out? Please share with me on Spotify. Right there, I'll leave a question in the comments. Please reply. Tell me, did it work out? Did it not work out? If it worked out, what other tips can you share that really helped you so that others can read and, like, you know, gain some information, help gain some wisdom that would help them? And if it didn't work out, what are the things you think that didn't make it work out for you? I'm looking forward to reading your comments, and I'm super excited to be talking about arranged marriage with you. Okay, guys, so this is me saying bye. Remember to subscribe to the mailing list so that you can be part of Rhythm and Blues. And I'm looking forward to all the great things that we get to do. Guys, I'm getting ready for 2024. If you have suggestions for the podcast, please send them to me. I'm really hoping that in 2024, we really become what we are supposed to be. Like, we really do go forward. Amen. Amen. So this is me leaving you with love and light. Bye for now.